The purpose of the training is to familiarize participants with the concepts and principles of designing and using innovative approaches in the education of disadvantaged adults. Disadvantaged adults may include people who are homeless, the elderly, ethnic minorities, people with substance addiction, people with learning disabilities, or people with mental health issues. The innovative approaches to education and development of work with disadvantaged adults. Training explains the concepts and principles of innovative tools in education, motivation, teamwork, diversity, equality, equity, and inclusion, as well as the various learning styles which impact our ability to process information. This will be achieved through self-reflection, group discussion, as well as carrying out various exercises. The effects of the training include increasing the effectiveness of the trainer's work with groups, in particular those composed of disadvantaged adults, as well as improving the quality of the training process and the atmosphere in the group. The training program consists of 6 modules covering the following aspects. Module 1, Introduction to an Innovative Approach to the Education of Disadvantaged Adults. Module 2, Designing Educational Programs for Disadvantaged Adults. Module 3, Implementing Innovative Methods and Techniques in Working with Disadvantaged Adults. Module 4, Building the Involvement of Training Participants, Motivation and the Specificity of Working with Groups of People in a Difficult Situation. Module 5, Diversity and Inclusion. Module 6, Conclusion. The process of turning an idea into a creative deed is known as innovation. To carry out effective innovative practice, a friendly atmosphere and positive group dynamic is needed between the educator and learners. Innovative teaching methods are based on the idea that every learner has different needs, so we have to adapt our training accordingly to make it easier for them to process information, learn, and consequently have a more positive approach to lifelong learning. Only recently has technology been integrated into education, even though for many decades now it has been a key part of our lives. Being a supportive educator and using a learning-assured approach is the key to innovative learning. An educator who is aware of the diversity of their group as well as how they can best support the individuals, capitalizing on their preferred learning styles, will be more effective, in particular if a variety of teaching methods is integrated within the workshop. Teaching should focus how the topic related to everyday life, involving a lot of interaction with and between the learners to encourage long-term cognitive processing of learned material. It is important that as an educator, you provide a model example by being inquisitive, respectful, helpful, and knowledgeable. It will also help you spot unmotivated, confused, or stressed learners, so you may deal with them appropriately to facilitate their learning. This is key when working with disadvantaged adults, in particular when using innovative technologies, as the lack of familiarity and practice may create anxiety and a negative group dynamic. Setting clear objectives creates a sense of purpose, motivating learners to participate in the workshop, incorporating gamification elements such as challenges, rewards, and friendly competition. Further enhances motivation by making education enjoyable and rewarding. Working with groups of people in challenging circumstances demands a unique approach that considers emotional and psychological factors. Educators must create a safe and supportive environment. They should encourage communication and active listening to create trust and rapport within the group. When working with disadvantaged adults who often face challenging circumstances, trainers must provide strategies for coping and resilience to empower participants and encourage them to continue with their education. When participants feel heard, seen, and respected, they are more likely to contribute and engage in the workshop. Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the author only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union. Neither the European Union nor the granting authority can be held responsible for them.